Schlob Talk Radio.
Oh yes, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me. He's my counselor, he's my prince of peace. Mighty God is he. Save me, keepeth me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name, thanking you for another opportunity to rise and to shine and to give your name all the glory. Father, we love you, we thank you, we bless you, and we praise you on today. Father, there is nobody like you in all of the earth. Father God, as we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and sin of commission. Father God, if we said anything, did anything, thought anything, Father God, if we was in the wrong, Father God, thinking we was right, or if we was in the wrong, knowing we was wrong, or if, Father God, if we didn't do something you told us to do, or we knew it was the right thing to do, but we still didn't do it, Father God, all these different scenarios where we come short, Father, we just ask now in sincerity that you would forgive us, Father, as we confess our sins before you. And we want to say thank you for your righteousness, your holiness, Father, your purity, your majesticity, amen, you're just majestic, amen, and you're glorious. And Father God, you're just everything to us. And we, the more we know you, the more we want to know you. The more we love you, the more we want to love you, Father. The closer we get to you, the closer we want to get to you, Father. The more we know you, Father God, it's just a wonderful experience. And we just want to say thank you, Father, for helping us to be a partaker of it. Thank you, Father. Father, we ask that your word will go forth into the households and the lives, Father God, of our listening audience around the globe. Father God, because we realize that some people are not in a favorable situation according to the world standards. Father God, we realize that you still have children that are dying as martyrs, Father God, in certain parts of the world. Father God, they do not have liberty to serve Christ. Father God, and their life is on the line, and they're not afraid to die. Matter of fact, they're willing to die. But Father God, you said, what shall a profit a man if he gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You said, if we lose our life, we'll gain our life. And so we pray for our brothers and sisters, and forgive us for not praying for them. Forgive us, Father, for just being focused on our family and our money and our health. And we have brothers and sisters, Father God, around the world who are dying as martyrs. And we don't even say a prayer for them. We don't even say a prayer for the family that they left behind. They let the family members, Father God, watch them as they torture and mute, Father God, neuter, Father God, the family members right in front of them, torture the family members because they won't deny Christ. Oh, Father God, oh, Father God, remember these families. And so many others, Father. And so many others. We thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for all the ministry partners of Father God that keeps this ministry going. Father God, for the last 13 years, we've been going full steam ahead, Father. And we thank you, Father, for all the families here, those who serve, Father God, and in any capacity, Father God. We thank you for them, those who support this ministry, Father God. with their service, with their time, with their treasures, Father God. We just say thank you. We say thank you. Now, Father God, your word will never, ever, ever return unto you void. It will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. And so, Father God, we are here because of you. And so we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, over, 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 and over again. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power forever. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King and the Lord. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom, and all of his righteousness and all these other things shall be added unto us. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. If this is your first time with us, please do not feel like a stranger. Amen. You are definitely welcome. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, you have come to the right place at the right time. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week, 6 days, amen, at this hour, and then we're back on Sundays at the noonday hour. And so we thank God for the opportunity to serve. All of our services are found in our archives. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of messages, amen, over the last 8 years. You do the math. 365 days a year, and we've been here for 13 years, so do the math. I think that's something like 6,000 messages. Amen. So we have a vast library, amen, and we're working on all of that, amen, to the reveal, amen, some good news, amen, coming forth in this ministry. Amen. So we bless the Lord, amen. This ministry is all about good news, amen, because we carry the good news. Matter of fact, the gospel is the good news. Amen. And so this is what we do. Amen. 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 We are still, amen, hallelujah, looking in, taking it a little bit deeper, pertaining to prayer power, looking at prayer power from a different angle. Amen. The Lord wants to make sure that all of our bases are covered. Amen. Hallelujah. In prayer power. Amen. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. Amen. So, amen. We have been looking over the last few days. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And confessions, declarations. Amen. Beloved, because we need to know who we are in Christ. If we do not know who we are in Christ, we are at a disadvantage. We cannot pray with power. Glory be to God. If we do not know who we are, if we do not know, amen, that God has granted us the privilege, glory be to God, because we have become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, amen, and it is our privilege, amen. It is our duty. It is our right. We qualify. See, a lot of times, amen, glory be to God, some people may not call on you for certain things because they feel you don't qualify. So they say, well, let me find somebody that qualifies. Let me find somebody with the credentials. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Amen. Glory be to God. Sometimes you might not feel like you qualify. Glory be to God. I've called on certain individuals, amen, to come forth and do ministry and, you know, and get your feet wet and, you know, come forth, bring an exhortation, you know, bring a word in the ministry, and they get real nervous. They freeze up on me. Well, because they don't feel they qualify. See? But, beloved, you got to know, as a born-again believer, you qualify. Why? Because God has qualified you. God has qualified you. Look, he didn't say the college professor qualified you. The pastor didn't qualify you. Come on, your money didn't qualify you. Your neighborhood didn't qualify you. Your family lineage didn't qualify you. Christ qualified you. Somebody, can I get a hello? Come on. Amen, hallelujah. So you need to know who you are. You need to know that you, look, you have a seat at the table. Glory be to God. You don't have to come in. Glory be to God. I was at an event. Glory be to God. And the people was coming in and they was running out of chairs. So they had to wait, amen, for them to find some chairs for them to have a seat at the table. Baby, you ain't got the Lord ain't looking for you no seat at the table. You already got a seat at the table. Will you please have a seat? Glory be to God. You're part of the family. You don't have to come in acting like strangers, acting all shy. Glory be to God. No, you are a part of the family. See, the same way you come in and mingle right in with your family, why? Because you belong there. They belong there. See, nobody's a stranger here. And you got to know you have the same rights in the spirit. Matter of fact, even higher rights. See? And this is the confidence and the posture and the attitude that you need when you approach God. Stop acting like, you know, you nobody. Because God has made you somebody. The world might think you nobody. They might look down on you. See, and going down their checklist while you do not qualify in their circle, fine. You move to another circle. It's all right. Long as you in the Lord's circle, I ain't got to be in your circle because God going to give me a circle to belong in. And you got to know that God loves you. He loves you just the way you are. And he loves you too much to keep you that way. That's why he's continually working on you. See? The spirit being renewed day by day, day by day, day by day. And sometimes we go to events and people got their nose all up in the air. And look who just came in. What they doing here? Y'all know how people do you. You know, feel like they better than you or whatever. Glory be to God. But I want you to know in the Lord's court, beloved, amen, hallelujah, you are welcome. You home. You qualify. You're part of the family. And so you, if you don't have this attitude, you can't get no prayer through because you don't even have the faith that's required to get the prayer through. You can't pray without faith. So what? How is your level of faith and you don't even feel like you qualify to approach God? He tells us to come boldly before the throne of grace. Boldly. Now, y'all know the difference between bold and cowardly. He said come and act like you belong here. When you come home from work or you out, amen, what do? You come to home, you pull your keys out your pocketbook, you open the door, and you walk in your house. You ain't turning to the left or the right or asking your neighbors, can you go in? Can I go in my house right now? What you think? No, you walk in your house because that's where you live. That's the attitude you need when you approach God. We are dwellers in the Lord's house. Read Psalms 91 over and over and over and over and over. Baby, this is your crib. So we need to come in strong. God is looking for you. This where you live. He's your father. He's not your, glory be God, your pimp. He's your stepdaddy. No deadbeat daddy. He's your father. Glory be to God. And you can approach him knowing that he loves you with outstretched arms. All right, you messed up. So what? What's new? what else? You going to mess up again? Confess your sins. Confess and mean what you say. He said, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. What's the big deal? And we allow those sins. Well, I messed up. Well, don't do it no more. And ask him to forgive you and help you. And we got this whole checklist that keeps us away from our Heavenly Father. And this is a trick of the enemy, see, to keep you away from prayer because he knows the power in prayer. So he's stripping away from your confidence and feeding you with all type of lies because that's what he does. He's a liar. The devil can't tell the truth if he wanted to. If the devil tried to tell the truth, it would be a lie. Because he can't tell nothing but lies. And he feeds you lies all day because that's all he got to give. And then sometimes we believe it, beloved. He's working overtime, walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Making you think that you're not worthy. Who are you to approach God? And he's right. We are not worthy. But worthy is the Lamb of God. We come in Jesus' name. We come in Jesus' power. We come in, hallelujah, in the Spirit. Come, God. We are the righteousness of God. You can't touch that, Satan. See, let me tell you, when your confidence level gets strong, God, you can talk the same way you talk to God, you talk to the devil. Tell the devil, get out of here. I rebuke thee. The Lord rebuke thee, Satan. You ain't got to have no long conversation with Satan. Just slap him with a scripture. Y'all see how they be slapping folks on TV? Hopefully none of you've never been slapped. Hopefully you never slapped anybody. But I'm giving you permission right now to slap the devil in his face. Slap him with the word. The Lord rebuke thee, Satan. See, and beloved, amen, hallelujah. And the devil is always accusing us, always, even right now, he's accusing you and me as born again believers. But this is why we have a chief intercessor. And a lot of times when the devil's going up there trying to accuse us before God, he right. The devil right. Yeah, we did it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we messed that one up. But because we confessed, see, God don't see the sin no more. He see the blood. Oh, come on, somebody. He said he see the blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Beloved, you got to know who you are. You have privileges in the Lord's kingdom. You have rights. You have power. You have authority. Now, if you use the authority or not, now that's a whole different lesson in itself. Matter of fact, I'm preparing a series on authority. Now, that's up to you if you're going to use it. But that authority is implemented, it's launched through prayer. And you got to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere. Oh, I don't pray like so-and-so. What does that even mean, you don't pray like so-and-so? What are you saying? You don't pray as loud as they pray? You don't pray with their language. They have, Brother Paul says, I came not to you with enticing words of man's wisdom. Brother Paul said, but I come to you in the power of the Holy Ghost. You don't have to memorize Webster Dictionary to get a prayer up to God. Using big words and college-educated words, it ain't nothing wrong with that if that's coming from your heart, but that ain't necessary. God is not going to give you an English test before he receives your prayers. God is looking at the condition of your heart. You can come there talking like a 10-month-old baby. Glory be to God. God is listening to the word coming out your heart. Not the word, not as much as hopefully the words coming out your heart, amen, and the words coming out your word mouth agree. But God hears your heart before he hears your mouth, because that's where your words originate, in your heart. That's why God says, man judged the outward appearance, but God judged the heart. What did God tell Daniel? God told Daniel, he said, Daniel, from the moment, amen, that your heart began to pray. Come on, somebody, come on, come on, come on. Before the words could get to your mouth, I saw what was in your heart, Daniel. That's what God is looking for. God know if you trying to pray over mess. God know if you trying to pretend everything okay and trying to pray over jealousy, trying to pray over anger, trying to pray over forgiveness. God sees that, and he ain't accepted. Let me make an announcement. He ain't accepting it either. That got to get right. And since you don't have the power to make it right, that need to be one of your first prayers. Pray to God that so you can get it right. God said, without me, Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. The Lord is going to do the work when you give it to him. He ain't going to take it. The Lord ain't going to say, come over here now. Let me deal with that anger and that unforgiveness. No. He ain't going to do that. Now come over here. Let me jerk it out of you. No, he ain't going to do that. Huh? But if you come to him, said, you know, Lord God, I need you to help me. God, I'm ready to be delivered. I'm ready to let this thing go. He said, yeah, that's what I've been waiting on. That's what I've been waiting. Come on, baby. Let's handle this today. See, you got to be willing. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. Let me tell you, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Don't you think God got the power to take the door off the hinges? He ain't got the knock. He owned the door. What you talking about? But he's waiting on you. You got to want it. Let me tell you something. Ain't God don't want nobody in heaven that don't want to be there. Don't even worry about it. You don't want to be to heaven, you ain't going. You don't want to serve Jesus? That's your prerogative. Choose you this day. You choose. You choose. You want heaven? Take heaven. You want hell? Take hell. You want Jesus? Take Jesus. You choose. See? So, beloved, we have to get it right. We have to become fully persuaded. Abraham, let me tell you something. Abraham didn't waver to the left or to the right. That boy was straight. How about the young folks say? The young folks say, I'm straight. They say, Miss Alfreda, I'm straight. Hey, Abraham was straight. He was fully confident that God was able to do whatever God said that he was going to do. That boy wasn't blinking an eye. It impressed God, amen, to the point, glory be to God, where Abraham became the father of faith.
Well, I'm telling you, your faith won't do the same, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. But he is a rewarder. So, beloved, if you don't have no faith, how are you going to pray? How are you going to pray for something you don't see to a God you can't see? And you ain't even got no faith, and then you don't feel you're worthy to even talk to God in the first place. And you, man, you messed up. But God want to straighten you up. See? And you want to begin by knowing, amen, that God has counted you worthy because of the blood of Jesus, not because of your blood. No. Not because of your name. No, baby. You ain't had too much to do with this. Amen. Glory be to God. But because of your faith and because of God's grace and because of God's mercies, this is a God thing. And he wants you to be a part of it. Interceding, praying, worshiping. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. I'm going to read that again. My goodness. Somebody need to write that down. And eat on this all day long. For Ephesians 2 and 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Sookie, sookie, my God, sookie, sookie, sookie. Hallelujah. We are God's handiwork, beloved. You know what that scripture is saying? We are God's work of art. I love the museums. I love those places. I like to go and see the artwork and, amen, the pictures and the statues. And I'm just amazed at the gifts and the talents of certain individuals. Well, guess what? God is the potter, baby. He is the creator. Amen. Hallelujah. You look. I want you to look in the mirror today. Some of you can look in the mirror right now. Smile, because you're God's work of art. My God, my God. You are God's masterpiece. I mean, God takes pride. And what he created when he created you. Oh, my God, my God. You're his trophy piece. You. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you, the one that needs the girdle. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. You, the one that had the knee replacement. Yeah, you. Come on, somebody. The one whose hair is falling out. Yeah, you. Yeah. The one with the false teeth, yeah, you. yeah, that's right. You God's masterpiece. He alone masterminds our salvation. He works powerfully and creatively in us. He uses us as his canvas. And beloved, if God considers us his masterpiece, we dare not treat ourselves or others with disrespect. God created you as his masterpiece. Beloved, why you consider yourself inferior? Inferior works. God has you on the top shelf. You know how some people, you go to their house and they got all the china dishes, amen, all them pretty dishes, expensive dishes in the china closet. Eating out of paper plates all year long. That's another sermon. They don't plan on eating out that China. They just want to show that China off. But I want to tell you right now, beloved, you in God's China closet. You are precious to him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you need to know it. You need to know it. And when you come to God in prayer, God wants to hear from you. He's looking to hear from you. He's glad to have your company. Sometimes you go visit people and they act like they're too busy. I don't know why you come by today, because today was a bad day, because I want to go do my laundry today, and, you know, I want to get a little extra sleep today, and I really didn't even feel like taking my pajamas off today, and, you know, I don't know. I want to watch my stories all by myself. I don't know why they come by today. You know what I mean? You feel kind of unwanted. Y'all know what I'm talking about. See, because not only do people do you that way, you probably done did some people that way yourself. But I want you to know you can always stop past God's house. Glory, he's looking for you. He's looking for you. Glory be to God. And sometimes you ever stop by and say, no, I really didn't want nothing. I ain't really want nothing. I was in the neighborhood. I was just wondering, did you need anything? When's the last time you asked God, God, did you need anything? Huh? And you'll be surprised. Don't be surprised. Hey, don't ask him if you don't want an answer. Because God been waiting for somebody to go up the street to Miss Susie's house for a long time to sweep her kitchen floor for her, because she's so weak, she can't clean the house. God been waiting to send somebody down there to clean that woman's bathroom, because she's too weak. And she don't like living in no bathroom and smelling like a cesspool, but she ain't got the strength to clean it. God been wanting to send somebody down there for a long time to wash them dishes. So don't ask God if you want you to do anything for him today. I was just wondering if you needed anything. I was with my mother a couple days this week. Amen. I said, Mommy, I'm in the neighborhood. I'm going to stop by. Okay. You need anything, Mom? When's the last time you asked God? God, I ain't come at you for nothing today. I just come to sit in your presence. I'm just wondering if you need anything. I want you to know that God has need of you. What did Jesus tell the disciples? Said, go over there, amen, and talk to that owner. And that owner got two donkeys. I want you to go over there and tell them to loose the ass. Y'all know I've had to look for opportunity to throw that in. Loose the ass. Ass is just another word for a donkey. And if they ask you any questions, tell them the Lord has need of them. But God don't need nothing. God don't need nothing. He has everything. No, God needs something, baby. That's why you here. That's why you still living. God could have saved you and took you out. God could have took you on yesterday. Oh, no, God has need of something. Glory be to God. Power declarations. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, we do one more today. Amen. Since the Holy Spirit took this a different way. Amen. 2 Peter. 2 Peter 1:4. Let's see what that has to say. Woo, my God. Sookie. 2 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 4. Tells us, hallelujah, let me get the right words. It says, by which have been given to us exceedingly, somebody say exceedingly, exceedingly great, not great, exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. Now, somebody needs to highlight partakers of divine nature. Meditate on that. You probably can write a thesis on that, and we'll give you a doctor's degree. These four words so heavy, you can earn a doctorate degree. Partakers of the divine nature. Whose divine nature? God's divine nature. Who's a partaker of God's divine nature? Every born-again believer. Wait a minute, Pastor. Wait a minute. This is a little bit too heavy for me. Yeah, but that's what we're trying to tell you. It's time for you to stop eating pablum. Pablum is good for babies because that's all they can handle. And we don't want the babies to choke. But it's time for you to get off that pablum, baby, and eat a little bit of meat. Partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Beloved, you have to know that you are a partaker of God's divine nature. Now, when you know that and begin to believe that, meditating on that, you're convinced of that, what's going to stop you? You are unstoppable. What's going to stop you from approaching God? What's going to stop you from praying in confidence? Praying earnestly. Okay, glory be to God. Elijah knew he had a connection with the king. You got to know you got one too. Because God said so. All you did was agree with what God already said in motion. You ain't did nothing special. You got to work this thing. You got to put a little work in this. Glory be to God. Partakers of his divine nature. My God. Now, y'all know, glory be to God. You know, you look, yeah, you just like your daddy. You look just like your mama. Yeah, you act just like your mama, too. Yeah, well, it's in the DNA. We grew up together. It's the household I grew up in. I mean, you know. So it's not unusual, amen, for the children, amen, to take on the mannerisms, amen, of the parents. Start looking like the parents, acting like the parents. That's not unusual. But beloved, when you are born again, you carry God's DNA. You know, something when they want to do the test, I forgot the name of the test, and the woman says she's pregnant. The guy said, it ain't my baby. Amen. And so they go and get the test done. I can't think of it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. To see whose baby it is. So they determine who the father is because they do the DNA. Come on, somebody. Come on, come on. The baby always carries the DNA of the daddy. I come to tell you right now, beloved, you have been born again of an incorruptible seed, and you carry your father's DNA. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah, you are partakers of his divine nature. It's not out of character for you to start acting like him, for you to start talking like him, for you to start walking like him. The Bible says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind until Christ be formed in you. It's not unusual for you to start acting like a daddy. And this is why Jesus said, and greater works shall you do. Oh, my God. Somebody, come on. I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. There's power. There is power. There is power in your mouth. That's why you have to have your confessions and your declarations every day. You just saying what God said. You just find the scriptures and repeat. I am, amen, hallelujah, the workmanship of God created in Christ Jesus for good works. Why are you saying that, Pastor? Because the Lord said it. I am a partaker of God's divine nature. Why are you saying that? Because God said it. Power in your mouth. There's power in your prayers. and there is power with God. Now tell me how you're going to lose. I got the clothes right here. I ain't out of words, but I'm out of time. Let me hit you one more time. I said, how you gonna lose? Power in your mouth. Power in your prayers. And all power in God. Baby, that's a winning combo. Yeah, I know you was at Chick-fil-A and ordered the combo yesterday, but I ain't talking about that combo. I'm talking about the winning combo. I know you're trying to get them six numbers for that mega ball, amen. I ain't talking about that combo right now. I'm talking about, amen, hallelujah. This is the winning combo. You want a winning combo, baby, here you go. How the heck you going to lose? You can't lose with the God we choose. Amen. Prayer power. Prayer power. Hallelujah. Because we know who we are. We know we are a royal priesthood. A royal priesthood. A chosen generation. My God. My God. If we just knew who we were, we would rise up. It would cause us, amen, to be catapulted out of depression, oppression, suppression. Because instead of crying when the devil comes, you'd be laughing. You'd be laughing that boy away. The devil wouldn't come near you because you laughing too loud. What you laughing at? I'm laughing at you, devil. Because you was defeated 2,000 years ago. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the word. Power in the word. Victory in the word. God, every deliverance in the word. The word, the word, the word, and nothing but the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Father, we seal the word that have gone forth across the airways, Father. We seal it and will not return unto you void, Father, but it will. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Meet us at the prayer altar today. Amen. 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, touching and agreeing. Touching and agreeing. Putting your prayer, even if you don't have a prayer request, you can call in and touch and agree with the prayer warrior who's praying. And one can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10. Amen. Spread the word. My sister wanted to. Yesterday was her birthday, and she said wanted to thank LifeWord Jesus Kingdom Ministries. She was in that hospital, amen, with spinals. Something was wrong with her spinal, some type of infirmity in her spinal cords. She said when we started praying, the doctors came back in, and they were shaking their heads. They couldn't figure out what happened. Because she was going downhill, and then all of a sudden, she turned around and went uphill. She wanted to give the thank the prayer partners here at the LifeWord Jesus Kingdom Ministries for your earnest prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. As soon as anything go wrong in my mother's life, the first thing my mother does is call me and say, she said, put it on your prayer line. Why? Because she know, amen, that our prayer line is a power line. Amen. So they want to tell you thank you. Amen. Hallelujah for being of the Lord's service. Amen and amen. To God be praise, to God be glory, and to God be honor. All right, that's it for today. Father God, we help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the Spirit, in Jesus' name. It cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. Now unto him was able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Pastor Alfreda, amen, Philadelphia, signing out. God bless you. Yeah. VIP. Let's go.
All of my life, I've never known you to fail. You remain the same and wonderful is your name.
Oh!